Welcome to Lockdown Lizzie, bringing hope and salvation to the world. Millie and I were due to take our jabs. We'd had letters inviting us to attend the clinic, but on the day of the appointment, we found out that the doctor's surgery was shut. Dr. Biggles had caught the virus from a patient. Millie rang with an update. They're using the church hall, but it's for the over 80s, not the over 50s. What do we do? I reckon we should go along. What if the vaccine runs out? Aren't we depriving the elderly? Don't be silly. Are you sure? Listen, they've already got one foot in the grave. She had a point. I parked my conscience and arranged to meet Millie at 4. The vaccinations were due at 4:30. I was just heading out the door when the phone rang again. It was Millie with an update. Change of venue. It's the Con Club now, not the church hall. The Con Club? What's the idea? Have the vaccine and then chase it up with a glass of vino? Don't be silly. The bar's on lockdown. I'll explain later. Hurry up before the crowds get there and don't forget your mask. At 4 o'clock, I saw Millie standing outside the Conservative Club wearing a long black coat. I'd gone incognito in my wraparound scarf and we looked like a pair of film extras for Lawrence of Arabia. Why the change of venue? The church hall is off limits. Off limits? I bet that's because the vicar thinks the vaccine is dangerous. The vicar? An anti-vaxxer? Shush! Keep your voice down. Yes, Millie, there was an article in the local newspaper. He says it's made from monkey do. Reckons it's bad for the brain. Monkey do? I'll tell you what, Lizzie, I'd sooner stay alive than pass an IQ test any day. The Con Club is next door to the vicarage, where in my mind's eye I could see Reverend McDoodle sitting at his desk raving about the evil vaccine, while next door at the club the veterans were queuing up in the yard eagerly awaiting their shots. Needless to say, they were fond of their venerable old watering hole. "Look at that lot," said Millie, clinging to the slippery slopes of senile dementia. "What good is the vaccine?" "They've got a right to be inoculated, Millie." "They're always blimmin' inoculated the way they drink," Millie said, and she nudged me with her elbow. "Keep your head down." I heard the unmistakable crunching sound of Lottie Higginbottom coming up the path in her Pride Go electric chair. "Got your sunglasses?" Millie asked. "I always carry them, hun. Why?" "We'll put them on. The last thing we want is her grassing us up." "What for?" "Mark my words, she'll think of something. Impersonating the old, probably. It's not a crime." "How about improper use of government property?" "What property?" "The blimmin' jabs, Lizzie." Lottie turned into the yard, zipping up to the front of the queue, beeping her horn and yelling, "Priority pass, priority pass." Someone shouted, "Watch where you're going. Have you got a licence for that thing?" Lottie paid no attention. She began rapping on the door of the club. The door nudged open and someone peered out. Lottie flashed her badge. "Neighbourhood Watch Volunteer Community Officer, let me in, please." To Lottie's very annoyance, the doorkeeper pulled the door wide open. Everyone poured in at once, leaving Lottie spluttering outside. Inside the foyer, we produced our letters of invitation and in return received a leaflet full of warnings and old nonsense. "I know where you're going," I said, and chucked it in the recycle as soon as we were inside the lounge. "The state of this place," said Millie, wrinkling her nose. "Blimmin' manky." "The bar hasn't been cleaned since lockdown, Millie." "Disgusting. Look at that rug. It's even got footprints on." "I know. They ought to keep it clean. It's a vintage Jackson Pollock." "A Pollock?" "I'm sure you're right, Lizzie. I've never seen so much dirt and grime." In the vaccination corner, COVID agents buzzed about with electronic devices registering dates of birth. Millie and I were ready to go if things got sticky, but fortunately no questions were asked. Lucky they can't add up these days. Anyone over 18 is just an old hag to that lot. You're not wrong, Lizzie. In the centre of this charming tableau sat the young intern wearing a kilt of all things, cleaning his vials and wiping down his equipment. Despite a slow start earlier, Lottie had again managed to wheel her way to the front, as ever. She yelped at the sight of the needle. The intern did his best to reassure her. "Don't worry, Mrs. Higginbotham. It's only a wee prick. In and out in no time. Chances are you won't feel a thing."
Fred had that problem too when he was alive,
muttered Millie. She said it under her scarf, of course, but loud enough for Lottie to hear. Lottie's head whipped around. Who said that? All done now, the intern said, patting her on the knee. Away you go, Mrs. Higginbotham. Higginbottom. Yes, of course. Lottie swung her chair around, looking for the likely culprit on the way out. Millie and I kept our heads down, waiting for the Gestapo to pass, but Lottie's chair suddenly came to a standstill. Don't I know you two from somewhere? I said in my best French. No, no, madame, I think not. Never been here before. You're old trash, said Lottie, and she took off at last. Millie let out a sigh of relief. Thought she'd never go. 30 minutes later, Millie and I were vaccinated. We went outside and filled our lungs with fresh oxygen. The sky was turning dark and we were looking forward to getting indoors for a nice cup of tea. I'm glad that's over. It was stifling in there. Me too. Let's get rid of these scarves. We were about to leave when Millie spotted the unmistakable protuberance of Lottie's Pride Go early warning system. It was peeking out from behind the corner of the club wall. I saw a glint of a distinctly malicious-looking wheel. Oh, my God, Nosy Knickers is over there spying on us. Quick, put your scarf back on. And the goggles. All of it, quick. Millie and I were at the gate when we heard old Nosy starting up again. She's on our tail. Quick, nip into the vicarage. We raced into McDoodle's, crouching under the vicarage window. We stayed there until the sound of Lottie puffing and ranting faded around the bend. Struth, that was a close shave, Lizzie. I'm shaking like a leaf. We were struggling to our feet when we heard the swishing sound of a sash cord. McDoodle yelled out the window, "Who's there? What are you doing there?" Millie and I nearly knocked each other down in our rush to get away. We legged it up the high street, scarves and masks akimbo, not stopping until we reached Khan's newsagents. Poor Mr. Khan was shocked at the sight of Millie and me, bent double, trying to catch our breath. If I'd have known, it's such a palaver, these jabs, I'd have never... You know what they say, Millie. What's that, Lizzie? Crime doesn't pay in the end. Oh, you're not wrong, Lizzie. I can see the headlines in the Toddlington Times. Divorcees, Lizzie Snoops and Millie Sparks steal vaccines from veterans. Don't worry, Mills. I'll contact the NHS tomorrow and let them know about the mix-up. Good idea. You fancy a cuppa back at mine? And a bicky? Choc chip and ginger? Go on, then.